Good morning to you. Today is Friday morning, November 9th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. I'm so glad that you're here with us. I'm joined here today by Lori Lopez. She leads with us here at the Gathering Place, and so I'm thankful that she's here joining us. And let's start this morning with just a wonderful passage. Let's start with the Word in Romans chapter 8 this morning. In Romans chapter 8. And this chapter is hard to just start at just a verse in it, just because there's always, you really want to start reading this from beginning to end. But I'm going to start in verse 18 this morning. Verse 18 going to verse 30. Yet what we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory he will reveal to us later. For all creation is waiting eagerly for that future day when God will reveal who his children really are. Against its will, all creation was subjected to God's curse. But with eager hope, the creation looks forward to the day when it will join God's children in glorious freedom from death and decay. For we know that all creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. And we believers also groan, even though we have the Holy Spirit within us as a foretaste of future glory. For we long for our bodies to be released from sin and suffering. We too wait with eager hope for the day when God will give us our full rights as his adopted children, including the new bodies he has promised us. We were given this hope when we were saved. If we already have something, we don't need to hope for it. But if we look forward to something we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. In verse 26, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father who knows all hearts knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's will. And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his Son, so that his Son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory. I want to go back to verse 26. It's because this is something that I know that I feel every day as I seek the Lord and as I approach the Lord. It says, and the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us. The Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. You know, so many times as I come to the Lord, I just, this is what I feel, just that I don't know how to express. I don't know how to pray so many times. I'm thankful today, though, that the Spirit speaks for us, that the Spirit takes our prayers and maybe our selfish ambition and our impure motives, and he perfects those things as our prayers are lifted to the Father. And so with that said, I don't have to have the right words. I don't have to have the eloquence of speech to approach the Lord. All I have to have is the Spirit of God. All I have to have is the Spirit that expresses the will of the Lord and expresses our hearts, even when we don't know how to express that so many times. I know that's the same case as I approach the Lord, as I sing, and as I bring him my heart and my voice in worship. So many times, maybe even if the words are right in front of me, my heart can't adequately express what I'm feeling towards the Lord. The Holy Spirit takes that and makes that a fragrance, makes it a sweet aroma unto the Lord. So my prayer for us this morning is that we would take this time of prayer and this time of worship, and we would give it to the Father, and the Holy Spirit would perfect it in us. That He would express to the Lord things that we don't know how to express in words. Whether it's concerns, or whether it's joys, or whether it's just being with the Lord. I'm thankful that the Lord knows our hearts over our mouth and our words today.
To
Words cannot express. Words cannot express. Listen to
take over.